us, Lord.
Thoroughbred.
What's up with you?
I'm chilling, bro.
What you doing? Making moves out this job?
Not really. I'm probably might fuck a little bit of money up this week.
Wow, what you about to do?
My birthday on Monday, bro.
Oh, mine is 16th for Monday. December.
Oh, okay. All right.
Both Mondayed out. What you going to do? Sad.
I don't know. You know, my shit fall on Monday, so.
You good.
Yeah,
safe,
I mean.
So we got fucking money up. No.
I took off today. And
you going, AC?
Nah, I would, yo. Man, my lady fucked shit up, bro, because if I was to go to AC, it'd be a problem because she not here. You know what I mean? And it'd have been like, why are you going to Atlantic City and your wife not here? Da-da-da-da-da. So that's all right.
So who you going to fuck with? Go to Atlantic City, get with Jersey.
I don't know, man. Jersey been acting funny too, bro. So that's why I just...
She ain't going to wait on you forever, though.
No,
she
getting
attention
no.
with that body.
Oh, yeah. I know somebody all in that, bro. Somebody after her. I mean, when bitches tell you, I don't talk to nobody. Lies. Lies. It's always somebody, bro. It's always somebody.
Like that?
I don't know. I mean, plus women like to experience a lot of shit. And it's not until some shit happen when they like, all right, I'm cool. You know what I mean? So.
What about Steph's wife? She complaining?
I don't think so.
She can't do nothing? She bad enough to pull somebody like Steph?
Who, Steph Curry?
His wife.
She all right. His mom better.
His mom better. Yeah, she ain't trying to lose no weight, that's why.
His wife?
It's good.
Yeah, she a little chubby in the face to me. Like, she a nice joint, you know what I mean? I mean.
Can she pull like a stud nigga that got money?
I don't know. I got to look at her body again. I got to see her body. Like, not
she
even.
She can't do it?
No.
She ain't fucking with Nicole Murphy?
Nah, she ain't Nicole Murphy status, bro. She not Nicole Murphy status. Nicole Murphy status is...
Tight on it.
Yeah, like your bitch...
Hands on the basket. Nicole,
yeah.
Neck and neck.
Then Nicole Murphy come around.
J-Lo.
You grabbing your man a little... Bitches grabbing their man a little tighter because they know that if that bitch get that nigga to look, that nigga gonna try to slide off with the quickness.
With the quickness.
For real. Certain bitches, women know. Women know, like, if a certain bitch wants your nigga or interested,
it's over. Some bitches can be resistant because they ain't bad enough.
Oh, yeah, some bitches know to stay in their lane.
Stay in their lane.
Some drones just think that they it. Like, I told you, that drone one time asked me to pump her gas. Like, bitch, you pushing a Ford Focus. It wasn't even like it was a new joint. I could see if it was an old school BMW joint. I'd be like, oh, all right, damn, this bitch kind of
thorough. What about the whole frame, the total package?
Nah, I mean, definitely fuckable. Like, the joint definitely was fuckable. Like, but you not, I'm not about to bow down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's not cuffable.
Yeah, not even cuffable. I'm not about to make your head big by pumping your gas and you just giving me your number thinking that you just did something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is a very nice car. When I pull up, you know what I'm saying, bitches look. And I want a bitch to second guess herself when she look at me and look at this car or see a nigga and be like, I wonder. You know what I mean? Like I said, bitch, you getting out of a Ford Focus. You wasn't getting out of a new Maxima. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Some new shit. You was getting out some shit that was already 10 years old. You feel me?
The bitches ain't got the brand, some of them.
Right. And then on top of that, your physique and everything wasn't like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if she got out the Ford Focus and her ass and her body was crazy, yeah. I'd have been like... Yeah, I pumped that gas for you. My name is so-and-so. See, I'm just coming from work. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just coming from work, and I would like to put in some work. You know what I mean? But, bitch, you not it. You know what I mean? And then your whole come-off was wrong.
That's how long do it take for bitches to be it? Like, after a certain age, they done?
They done. Yeah, after a certain age, they done. I mean, a bitch can always bring herself back, but they got to work 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Like, I was just coming out the store, you know what I mean, and the Planet Fitness joint. Right there, and the bitch was coming out, old head joint, and I'm getting out the car, and she's walking up, so she look at me and look at the car, and she give me a fucking smirk, bruh. And I'm like, damn, bullhead body was fucking right. I was about to turn around and be like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? But I'm like, I'm on a mission. I don't even give a fuck. It was just that whole quick little transaction was like, damn. Because old head shit definitely was looking right. I didn't break my neck to see what kind of car she was getting in. But she saw this. She saw me get out of this. You know what I mean? And she looked at my physique, and she probably was thinking like, damn, this nigga probably ready to go in the gym. Not knowing, nah, my gym is at work. I'm just going into the store real quick to grab some shit and come out. You know what I mean? So she was just like, just gave me that quick little look, like that look up and down and that little smirk, like.
What you think? I mean, you got what it takes to pull a Jones?
Yeah, I think so.
Cause you skinny, you think that's gonna be the beneficiary?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm skinny. I keep myself in good physical condition. You know what I mean? Like, I be able to dick a bitch down and make a bitch tap out. I make a bitch tell me stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like real rap, I make a bitch straight. Like, I don't more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Facts, bro.
Yeah.
It's just. Right now, I really want to be comfortable, bro. Like, I want to be... I don't know how to explain it, bro. I just... Like, I still want to work, but if I use up all my vacation time, I want to be able to just be like, fuck it, I'm not coming into work today, and still be cool. You know what I mean? So...
You trying to invest the bread into what?
I don't know, man. Maybe get, like a couple properties, bro. Like I said, like two duplex Jones, man. And go from there. Start with something small. I would like to do my own mechanic business, bro. But that shit is rough. Like, it's rough.
Is she it? The bitches don't be it out there?
No.
What makes a bitch it? That gym life?
The gym life.
Gym life.
Like her career.
The gym life number one. Because...
If a mindset fucked up, then I can't fuck with you.
Cause you could be a badass housewife with that gym life though, and just have a regular gig.
Yeah,
gym life. Cause that's what,
bruh, I'm just trying to be. I'm just trying to be able to pick and choose, bro. Real rat. And like I told you, bro, bitches act right who they want to act right for. I'm trying to be a nigga that a nigga could be like, yeah, that yo, I fucked with her back in the day, bro, or she's a real bitch, or she's a real mouthful. Oh, okay, all right. And I deal with the bitch, and the bitch sucking my dick because I got a bag. Or the bitch know, you know what I mean? A nigga moving right, and she like, oh, I'ma suck the shit out of this nigga dick. And nigga had me in an Aston Martin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the bitch like, he got property.
That gym life make bitches bad though.
Yeah, it do.
It do.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm trying to at least have 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I ain't
6'9", I ain't 6'8", but at least I could be in good physical condition and have bread, bro. Like a steady flow of income, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just working for somebody is cool, but it's annoying. Cause I can't stand having to have to drive to somebody's job every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the motherfucker say something I don't like or whatever, or they change some shit up. I don't want to have to be like, man, I'm 50 years old and I got to go with the change now. You know what I mean? Cause I look at the old heads at my job and they ain't got no nice car. Niggas got secondhand cars and just still struggling to make ends meet.
Secondhand cars.
Yeah, I ain't trying to go out like that, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
What's the exit plan?
I mean, like, I don't know, bro. Like I said, try to get some properties and go from there. Like, even if I buy a house that's fucked up and gut that joint and fix it back up and flip it and take that money and buy me a duplex. Like, I don't know, bro. It's a plan. Like, I can't really explain it. You know what I mean? But I got an idea what the fuck I'm trying to do. I know it's going to require a lot of sacrifice, a lot. But at the same time, bro, I'm willing to do that, man.
You got the right chick with it?
I mean, no. My wife, my lady now, bro, she not. The bitch not here, bro. She in Ohio. Still worrying about her sister's situation.
Her sister still there?
They ain't letting her. I don't know how it's going to play out, bro. I don't know how it's going to play out. But I know...
Immigration real?
Immigration real. And if you're not born here, See, me and you, if we fuck up, we go to jail, we get out, we can still, we got a chance. If you an immigrant and you fuck up, they, after you do your time in prison and you come out, they will take you and hold you, okay? And if they find out, like, you got other shit going on, like, you got felonies or even misdemeanors, bro, they will try to deport you.
No.
So now you double fucked. Because now, let's say they deport you. Everything that you have over here is gone. Your kids, your life, everything gone. Now you
got.
Yo,
I know some African boy. They did that too. See? They got him out of here.
Took him right out.
Immigration
of here.
Big in Jersey.
Yo, immigration don't play, bro. See, Philly is sanctuary city, so that's why a lot of people be alright. But my wife's sister was a dickhead because they told her don't go, don't leave Toledo, and to go up there. And she did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So what the fuck? Like, and now you up there and fucking, oh, he trying to get through. And now you up there in fucking Toledo like a fucking dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Your sister,
Toledo.
Yeah, your sister fucking
where the fuck is that, Ohio?
Yeah. Your sister,
Toledo.
Your sister fucking baby dad just got custody of their son. So, what you gonna do? Like,
where you gonna visit his baby mom? How the kids gonna see their kid
right.
mom?
Right. It's only one son. The daughter older now. The daughter by another dude. And he like, man, I don't give a fuck. What really happened to that bitch? Right, bruh. Her sister not a nice person. It's not
even
like,
that. Like, why she forgot she forgot that she ain't from here?
I don't
she
know.
She did a reality check?
Bruh, I don't know. But the bitch is retarded. If you ask me,
yeah,
her
she played
attitude.
Herself. She got used to being here and think she was American. Wasn't.
But
that's what happened. Bro,
you drawling. Yeah. Like, the bitch is drawling. And her attitude is what got me fucked up. And I'm like, yo, the bitch stopped talking to you. This is your own sister. She stopped talking to you. Now she calling you because she fucked up. I'd have been like, sis, I love you. I feel bad, but there's nothing that I can do. And I'd have left it at that. And if she mad, then she fucking mad. Let her be mad. She stopped talking to you. Blocked you on social media, all that good shit. So now she needs you. Now all of a sudden, now you fucking running to her aid. Back and forth.
Ain't nothing she can do, though. She can run up there on support, but she going out of here, though. That's one way or another. So I don't know what to tell her on that.
And like I said,
can't nobody do nothing though.
The boy just won the fucking custody hearing and shit.
No.
So yeah. He got custody of the.
He had to win it. She getting deported.
She booked. They going to tell us something. My wife was like, she stays 6 months, she may get out. I'm like, 6 months. They just telling you that just to make you fucking possibly go away or give you some ease, but don't be surprised if they.
Where she staying 6 months at?
In the joint, in immigration, in the.
She got felonies or something? Oh,
not one, bro. Not two, but like three. Three. You out of here. So if Trinidad give her a passport, then they're gonna deport her. And I mean, I don't know if Trinidad is gonna do it or not. I don't know.
Yeah, if she from there. But she got peoples over there, so that's a blessing. I mean, fuck it.
But like I said, her sister not nice. Her sister is a draw box. So.
Well, she gonna go back to her roots.
Right, and I'm like, honestly, I'm like, yo, for real, yo, what I'm learning about this whole experience, bro, and I mean, I'm pretty sure you already know, bro, like, love is cool. If you can get love or a woman that care about you and she getting money, bro, that is a blessing. Because bitches, some women just think that love is just great and it's just gonna pay all your bills and live in a fucking fairy tale land. That's not how it work out here, bro. Real rap. So if you gonna bang with a John like that, make sure that bitch got a job or a career, bro. She could hold her own. Because fucking with a bitch that is idealistic and all over the place is not a good look, especially if they older.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my, what I'm taking away from this, bro. Because my wife 40, I'm about to be 35. She about to be 45. And she's telling me she don't have no no goals or no ambition to do anything. So it's like, what? Why the fuck did you want to stay here? Because I didn't ask you to stay here. You know what I mean? I didn't tell you I needed you in my life and I can't live without you. None of that shit came out of my mouth. You projected that you wanted to stay here. You know what I'm saying? And so far from what it's worth, you did nothing but really kind of hold me to fuck up. Because I want to get shit, but I'm not getting nothing with you still married to me. Because what you're not going to do is claim shit that you didn't put no input in. Women, some women are notorious for that. They wait until you building up what you want to build, and you're not quite there yet, but you can see light at the tunnel. Then they want to fucking help. And it's like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Keep your shit. You know what I mean? Fuck all that. Because when I needed it and I was trying to build from the ground up, you didn't see the fucking big picture. Mm-hmm. All you saw was what you wanted to see. Now you see the vision. Now you want to get on board. Fuck all of that. It's too late. It's too late. Can't do it, bruh. I need a bitch that's down or she got her own shit going. You know what I mean? She building her own brand or whatever. Whatever it is she's trying to do. Even if the bitch is just trying to run a hair salon, be the manager of a nail salon, whatever, bruh. Give me something. Career nurse. Give a nigga something. Not no fucking nanny or not. You telling me you ain't got no goal or you don't know what the fuck you want to do with your life. It's like, bitch, you too old to be talking like that. You want to have kids? You got the wrong nigga. I'm not about to be living no fairy tale life. You know what I mean? For real, having kids, living happily ever after, that shit don't work.
Yeah.
That shit don't work. Kids cause bread. You cause bread. And then on top of that, you a bitch that don't take medicine. So when you get sick, you want to run to the doctor. But every time you run to the doctor, even though you got insurance, they still bill you. Like I said, bro, we got $1,200 and $1,300 bills from Einstein. Because she wanted to go to the ER. Get an EKG scan for her chest. Come to find out, she had a bad tooth in her mouth. And that shit was causing an infection. Bitch could have died. Could have checked from that, bro. But anyway, man, let me not get started, bro.
You gonna make it, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man. I'm definitely trying.
Hopefully she the one.
I don't think so.
Stay up, Mario.
Man, appreciate you.
You too.
All right.